Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
I'll be wise.
You to sing that last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today.
What it takes said to me, Jesus, I'll be what it takes to meet your needs. When the doctor said I was dying with cancer, you said, I'll even go by way of Calvary.
Thank you, Greg.
No name can save me like the name of Jesus. There's no name I know like the name of Jesus. No name can save me like the name of Jesus. Everything bows at the name of Jesus. Nothing can stand the name of Jesus. Count the dies at the name of Jesus. No situation can survive the name of Jesus. Demons run for their lives at the name of Jesus.
What you Oh, Jesus, you are too consistent to lead me halfway. Yeah. What you thought, you always finish. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you thought you always finished, Lord, I'm here to testify. You're too faithful to fail me.
I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu. From I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, we bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. This morning we're going to pray to release the grace of God. We'll start with that prayer before we go into other prayers this morning. Hallelujah. The grace, the grace, the grace, the grace. Grace of God.
Conference muted.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we repent that the kingdom of God has come nigh unto us. O Lord God of hosts, hear our prayer. Hear, O God of Jacob. Selah, behold, O God our shield. Look upon the face of thy anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, we ask that you pour your grace upon our lips in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Psalm 45, verse 2. Lord, we ask that you release your grace and glory upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Proverbs 3:34 and Luke 2:40. Jesus, we thank you for your grace, forgiveness, and the forsaking of our sins in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, dwell among us in grace in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 1:14-16. Lord, let your grace be bestowed upon us in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 11:23. Lord, let your grace be upon us for ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. With great power, give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Lord, let us walk in your grace for signs and wonders to be wrought by our hands in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 14:3. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Lord, we ask that you connect our faith to the abundance of your grace, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 5:15. Lord, we ask for a revelation of your grace to walk in the fullness of your redemption, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 5:15. Lord, we thank you for the grace of God locating and releasing itself on your end-time remnant, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 11:5. Lord, we thank you for the full power of your grace in our lives, suppress the power of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Romans 16:20. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might do the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God, for which cause we fear not. For though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which is but for a moment, worketh for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor, that yet through his poverty we might be rich. Lord, give us the focus to grow in your grace, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Peter 3:18. Lord, help us to know the manifold grace of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Peter 4:10. Lord, let us find grace in our time of need, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Hebrews 4:16. Father, let the grace of the Lord Jesus be with our spirit in the name of Yeshua Mashiach, according to Galatians 6:18. Let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Father, we thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We adore you, O God. We worship you, Abba Father. We bless your glorious. We bless your holy name. Your name is worthy above all names. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the lily of the valley. And so, Lord Almighty, we say thank you, Jesus. We thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you for waking us up this morning. Father, we thank you for this breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, Jesus, for your breakthroughs yesterday, your breakthrough today, and your breakthrough tomorrow. We thank you, Jesus, for protecting us, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, for keeping our children and our grandchildren safe, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Jesus. You are Jehovah Jireh. You provide for us. You are Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful. All your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who is leading and guiding us into all truth. We thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, O God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the impartation of godly wisdom in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we have a head and not the tail. We thank you, Lord, that we are above and not beneath. We thank you. We bless your name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for breaking us out of bondage in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for connecting us with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Abba Father. We bless your name. 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 We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, God, we worship you. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, move in our midst this morning. Release your breath upon us. Holy Spirit, breathe upon us. Breathe in our atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, breathe in our atmosphere at home. Breathe in our atmosphere at our job, wherever we are. Breathe, Holy Ghost, in our atmosphere, in the name of Jesus. Release your breath upon us. Release your breath upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, you breathe in us, O God. Breathe in us. Take away everything that is not of you from in us, O God. Any kind of infirmity, any kind of sickness and disease, when you breathe in us, it disappears in the name of Jesus. Supernaturally disappear. Lord, breathe in us. When light comes, the breath of Almighty God, the light of Almighty God come in us. The darkness disappear. Breathe in us, O God. Breathe in us, O God. Breathe in us. Let ourselves feel your breath, our tissues, our organs. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, our sister, breathe in us, O God. Take us, heal us, O God. Heal us, O God. Physically, O God. Breathe in us. Heal us, O God. Emotionally, heal us, O God. We need your breath. Heal us, O God. Breathe on our finances. We need you, Lord. We need you in every area of our life. Breathe on us. Breathe in us. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we surrender to you. Let your perfect will be done in this prayer service. In the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy on us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and sin of commission. In the name of Jesus, be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful, O God. Mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us this morning. In the name of Jesus. Your mercy is on you every morning. Father, forgive. We truly repent of all that we have done that did not bring glory to your name. We ask you, Lord, for mercy, 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 O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Rain down your mercy, O God, upon us in the name of Jesus. O God, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, our souls, and our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. This prayer line in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. The blood of Jesus. Oria masandiriako. The blood of Jesus to regulate our bodies. That the blood of Jesus will bring our bodies in divine alignment. The blood of Jesus to uproot every sickness, every disease in our bodies. Let the blood of Jesus give us complete and total healing. Heal us, O God. Heal us, O God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, to crush anything in our environment, in our bodies, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Cover this prayer service with the blood of Jesus. Cover our homes with the blood of Jesus. We cover our children with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. This morning we put on the full armor of God, armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we put the armor on our children, on our spouses, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Almighty God, to make us your flaming fire. The word of God says you make your ministers your flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We declare this ground holy unto the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give ourselves away. Lord, use us for your glory. Use us for your honor. We bless your name, O God. What a wonderful God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. We bless you, Jesus. We praise your name, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we cancel every calendar, every evil satanic calendar that has our names and our grandchildren's names on it. We cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We come against every form of witchcraft and incantation that have been sent against us, against our lives and destiny. We cancel in the name of Jesus, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord. We cancel, we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ and step on scorpions and demons in his name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every work of darkness. In the name of Jesus, Yekoyamasa. In the name of Jesus, Yurumusuturiaka. Uriakayamasetariako. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Arumusuturiakaramase. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let the blood protect each and every one, O God. We come against evil arrows. We destroy those arrows in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give our lives to you. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we come against incantation. We come against witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, come against chanting, prophetic witchcraft prayers, spoken curses, amulets, vexes. Oh, Lord, we destroy every work of darkness, not by my might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. When the enemy come against us like a flood, the Spirit of God raised up and standing against the enemy. Deliver us, O God, from evil. Deliver your children from evil. Deliver our grandchildren from evil. Deliver us all from evil, O God, in the
conference
name.
Conference muted.
Lord, help us, O God. Help us, O God. Help us to walk with you. Yes, yes. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. A thousand will fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked. Yes, Lord. Every cell, every tissue we cover in the name of Jesus. What the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life, and that we may have life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Oh, almighty God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. I cover each person with the blood of Jesus. They're also with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Let there be light, O God. Move over our lives. Let your light so shine, O God, that others may see and glorify your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. As I was praying this morning, I don't know who it is because I don't have time to look on the different thing online. Hallelujah. There's somebody that, yeah, that someone is using heavy ink, witchcraft and incantation on. So we're going to read Psalm 37. If you have your Bible, just read it. Somebody is doing some heavy incantation and witchcraft against you. I don't know who it is, but the person is on the radio or on the prayer line. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And if you feel you, it's not you, just go ahead and join us in this prayer in the name of Jesus. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Father, I pray this prayer for everyone under the sound of my voice that's here this morning. Because you're speaking to someone this morning, O God. And as I lift up this prayer and they join me in prayer, Lord, break them loose from the clutches of the enemy. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in Jesus' name. Let's start again. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as thy light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yet thyself in any wise to do evil, for evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out sword, and have bent the bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and the bow shall be broken in the name of Jesus. A letter that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. The arms of the wicked shall be broken. The arms of the seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies, shall be broken. For the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and the inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume away. In the name of Jesus, the wicked borrow and pay not again, but the righteous show justice, mercy, and give it. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth. Seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his sins. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his hand. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked washeth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord. Keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land when the wicked are cut off. Thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away. Lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is a strength time of trouble, and the Lord shall help him and deliver. The Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him.
Father, as we say this prayer, Psalm 37, Lord, hear these prayers, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer, O God, when the enemy come against us like a flood. Lord, raise up a standard in the name of Jesus. Pray for the children, pray for our children, grandchildren, O God, everyone that is a part of our homes, O God. The Bible says we pray for ourselves, Psalm 35, bear with me, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strike with me, fight against them that fight against me, take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for my help, draw up also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confronted and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that divides my heart. Let them be a shaft before the wind, and let the whole of Egypt of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the whole of Egypt of the Lord persecute them. For without cause, I mean, their net in the pit, which of course they have dug for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares. Let his net that he has hit catch himself into that very destruction. Let him fall, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee? Which in the earth the poor from him that is too strong for him. Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things I knew not of. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were weak, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto my own bosom. I beheld myself as though he had been my friend and brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourned for his mother. But in my adversity, they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the upstarts gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not, for they did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers, in speech they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long will thou look on? Rescue my soul from the destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thanks in a great congregation. I will praise thee among my people. Let not them that are my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Neither let them wing with the eyes that hate me with all a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are in the land. Yea, they open their mouth wide against me, and said, aha, aha, our eye have seen this. This thou hast seen, O Lord. Keep not silence, O Lord. Be not far from me. Stir up thyself and awake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my Lord and my God. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness in Christ Jesus. Let them not rejoice over me. Let them not say in their hearts, also we have it. Let them not say we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at my heart. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all day long. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, a thousand shall fall at your side. Psalm 91, we will end with Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus upon the seen and unseen enemies of our destiny. Release my sin. In the name of Jesus, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His troops shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Hallelujah. Uriah, my son, only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Neither shall any evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou tremble on the feet, because he has said, you have set your love upon the Lord. Therefore, Almighty God will deliver you. Deliver me. Deliver us. He will set us on high, because we have known his name. We shall call upon him. He will answer us. He will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us and honor us. With long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. And so, Father, we thank you for this word. We seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus, with the word of God and the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name for this beautiful, wonderful morning. I pray, Lord, we break everyone loose from any satanic curse. We break you loose in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I come against every counterattack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives and destiny. Glory will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord Jesus, this morning to dispatch all holy angels to be with each and every one under the sound of my voice and their families 24/7 in the name of Jesus, to war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. The battle is yours, O God. The battle is yours, O God. Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, Lord, give your children discernment, O God. Give them discernment. Take the scales of their eyes. In the name of Jesus, rescue your children from the clutches of the enemy. Rescue them, O God. In the name of Jesus, use the sword of the Spirit. We use the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, against the seen and unseen enemy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I'm going to give you one word. I don't know who it's for, but I'm going to give you this word from the Lord. And God told me to say, to say to whoever it is, hallelujah, pray for the spirit of discernment. Pray for the spirit of discernment. Be wise and be careful. God is protecting you, but you can't constantly put yourself in the fire and expect God to take you out all the time. That means you are taking advantage of grace. Discernment, you know you're not supposed to do certain things. God has separated you. God has shown you what is going on. Huh? But then you go right back. You go right back. When God separates you, hallelujah, he is doing it. And in his time, he will place you back together with whoever it is, whether it's your brother, your sister. Well, you God will do it. I'm not saying to not speak to this person. I'm not saying to, but you need to separate yourself. Separate yourself. Stop going into these traps. Stop going into it. Sometimes the traps come. You got a middle person in between that is causing a lot of confusion. Stop. You talking to this person. Careful. Discernment. Use discernment, please. Use discernment so the enemy cannot win over you. And do not take God's grace for granted. Do not take God's grace for granted. Hallelujah. When Cain was ready to kill, was in his mind to kill Abel for nothing. You know, I wouldn't even stay here this long. I got things to do, but I feel the pain of feel something. I don't know what to say. But the Lord said when Cain was in his heart to kill Abel because Abel gave the better blessing. You are blessed. Are blessed whoever you are. You give the best. You do the best for the Lord. You have not done nothing to nobody. You've done all you can. But there's a king that is watching you. There's a king that is jealous of you. And that when the Lord separates you, you go back. Don't go back. Because there's a king. Remember, God did not go out and tell Abel that Cain was about to kill him. God could have gone to Abel and not to Cain. God had gone to Abel and told Abel and hide Abel and protect Abel from Cain. But God went to Cain. But his brother said, don't do it. You see, God has spoken to the king in your life. And I said, don't do it. But you use discernment because you're not going to end up like Abel. Use discernment. Whether it's your sister, your brother, whoever it is, separate yourself. Separate yourself. You cannot save your whole family. You gave your family to Jesus. Give your brothers and sisters to Jesus. You cannot do it. You don't have no power to do it. Release your family to Jesus and stop thinking you can save the whole family. Don't do it. Give them to Jesus because your family members, you got people that's after you to kill you, to destroy your destiny. Use discernment. Use discernment. Discernment. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I leave you to pray Psalm 35, Psalm 37, and Psalm 91. Start with praise and worship. And pray those prayers. And God is for you. Who can be against you? The battle is won. Don't keep going back. God bless you.